At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, let's continue to talk about these teams and what needs to happen. You know, with the Jets, and we're going to get back to the Yankee calls. All you guys, I see you, we'll get there. But as I go through the night, I'm stirring up the pot. I'm mixing in all the teams. With the Jets, you just got to go through this. And I think that's what I said last night. If you heard my brief show from 12 to 2, I said, okay, it's another year they didn't make the playoffs. Okay, it's another rock bottom, and the Jets' rock bottoms are always, you know, deeper. They're at the Earth's core. Like, they find ways to jet. J-E-T-S, just end the season. It's crazy. But, you know, some people are hanging their hats on Dan Campbell and what the Lions turned into and them going 0-10-1 and what people were saying. And Aaron Glenn is not Dan Campbell. He is a former NFL player. He did play for the franchise like that. But I definitely think he learned some things. What I give Aaron Glenn respect for and what I thought would translate into him, you know, being the guy. But you know what? There's no experience that you can get besides being the guy in the NFL. You can't do the job until you do the job. But I just liked how, you know, and I researched it and I watched a lot of his interviews and stuff. He got out of football and he opened up some chains of restaurants in Texas. He's an Aggie, Texas A&M guy. He played for the Houston Texans, right? He opened up a steakhouse, I believe, right outside of NRG Stadium in Houston. And his wife, you know, heard him yelling at the TV, watching, you know, NFL games and SportsCenter and yelling at the TV. And she said, hey, AG, if you want to go do all that, like, go coach. And so instead of just coming in with his name and trying to jump into the coaching ranks, he got it out the mud. He started off lower levels as a scout, and he traveled around scouting players, and he, you know, worked his way up. And I thought that was a healthy exercise. I thought that would, you know, and maybe it will bode well for him at some point. It is only 6 games. I mean, if you want to quit on the team and root for the Giants or root for another team, I can't stop you from doing that. Do what makes you happy. Like I said, we don't get into this to be miserable. But if you're a diehard Jets fan, a true Jets fan, understand that you got to go through it to get to it. If he's going to be the guy, he's got a 5-year contract. They paid him good money. They vetted out a lot of different people to land on him. You're watching a guy learn on the fly. You're watching a guy be humbled in real time. I think he came in with this attitude of like, I've got to attack the New York media before they attack me. I've got to get Aaron Rodgers up out of the paint before I let Aaron Rodgers run the show. And not for nothing, look at Aaron Rodgers now. First place, 1 loss. Should have had 2 because the Jets should have got him week 1. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking like they're easily going to win the AFC North and go to the playoffs. And you know Aaron Rodgers is going to be, you know, if he's healthy, right there. Aaron Glenn decided we're going to go to Justin Fields. And the parallel between them having Justin Fields as their starting quarterback and moving on to go to Russell Wilson is crazy for us here in New York. Because if the Giants just started Dart from week 1, shout out to Positive Tommy who was saying start Dart, and myself who was saying, hey, come on. Let the kid at least see 2 games. For me, it was 2 games. Let him at least see those 2 road games against division opponents and then go into it. You know, now we're learning that these kids are more ready than ever to come into the NFL and play. 888-808-1019. So where I'm going with that is, I mean, the Jets could have drafted Jackson Dart instead of Armon Membu, but their head coach and their GM, first-time guys, decided, we don't want Aaron Rodgers. We'll pay the dead cap hit. You know, we don't want him undermining us, and we don't want him doing Pat McAfee, and we don't want the whole show to be the Aaron Rodgers show our first year. Understood. Probably wouldn't have worked. You probably have at least a win. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to let the time expire before the half without throwing a Hail Mary, without going for it, without trying. I still can't believe that. It's like watching Pee Wee football. Not even Jay. That's like watching kids. You ever go watch kids that play Pop Warner? They can't get the play. They can't break the huddle. But as we get back to the phones, the Jets are about to line up here to get the number one pick. They're about to set it up here in that contract with Justin Fields. Okay, if Justin Fields is on the roster next year, so be it. You know, Tyrod might be gone, but maybe they get to draft their franchise quarterback. I know you might not trust them to do it, but they're going to get the opportunity to do it. You know, Douglas and Saleh and those guys drafted Zach Wilson. You've seen the Jets miss on a ton of picks. It sucks. I know. It's a long drought. It seems like it can never, you know, get right. It always gets worse. But, hey, you got to hope that this is the time you completely are destroyed right now. 0-6 start, one of the worst starts ever. And you got to hope that this is rock bottom where you can only bounce up. You got to destroy before you can elevate. 888-808-1019. Jim is in Mineola on the fan with us. What's up, Jim?
Hey, man. I just want to say, where's some Eminem?
Play some Eminem on the rejoin? Yeah. We do that from time to time. Next, yeah.
Okay, that's
I'll
cool.
take your request.
Listen, I just want... Okay. I just, you know, you're talking about going for almost 17. You know, honestly, you can't even root for that because, honestly, there's no great quarterbacks out there in college. I mean, Manning is struggling.
I know we're all saying that, and I hope we stop saying that because, like, I remember being on air watching Jackson Dart play against Duke in that bowl game, and he wasn't thought of as a top guy, right? It was Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. Cam Ward hasn't been good. They just fired their coach in Tennessee. Brian Callahan's out of there. Shedeur Sanders can't get on the field. Dylan Gabriel's trash. Here we are. Jackson Dart is looking like the best quarterback in this entire draft, and not many people thought that. He had a terrible game against Florida that I watched last year. Turned the ball over twice, like lost a game for him. Look what he's become. It's all about finding the right guy, the right fit, the right situation. And I think there are more than enough quarterbacks coming out in the draft next year where they could possibly find the guy. We don't know that as of October 14th.
All right. My second point is, no one talks about the offensive coordinator in England, who was only a team corner passing game with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy never called a play in his life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we got two first-time guys in Aaron Glenn and this guy, England. I mean, like, you look at the game plan. You look at Justin Fields. Why didn't they just, like, throw, like short passes or passes to Breece Hall, take three-step drops? I mean, why would they drop
put him in the shotgun.
Yards?
Roll him out. Thanks for the call, Jim. Tanner Engstrand, who came from Detroit, and obviously with his relationship with Aaron Glenn, he gets an opportunity to be a first-time offensive coordinator in the league. I feel like we've done this already. A defensive-minded head coach, Rob Saleh, a first-time offensive coordinator. Now I'm blanking on his name. His brother's the head coach at the Green Bay Packers. LaFleur. Thanks. I have too many names in my head. I know exactly who I'm talking about. And then a rookie quarterback in Zach Wilson. It was all of their first time. Now, Justin Fields isn't a rookie, but this is his first time in New York with the Jets in this offense. And you could tell there's no confidence there. And that's a shame. I remember playing high school quarterback. We had two-minute calls. They were all colors where you could come up and just yell, green, green. Those are all go routes. Red, red. Those are everybody run a five-yard hitch. They don't even have that to run. That's why Garrett Wilson is looking like, what the hell are we doing? We can't even run our two-minute offense here. We can't get any. They had no confidence from Aaron Glenn to Tanner Engstrand to Justin Fields. They were stumped where they literally played for the half. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, and this is something that this is going to be bad to say. Justin Fields has failed everywhere he has been. And the fact that people are now
never
surprised.
Never 0-6 start.
The fact that people are surprised that this is the result is shocking to me. Garrett Wilson wanted this. And he can complain all he wants. He wanted to get paid. They paid him. He didn't wipe away the...
He didn't want Aaron Rodgers because of Devontae Adams.
He didn't like the target share.
Yep.
They got rid of Aaron Rodgers. He wanted his boy as quarterback.
Ohio State, yep.
They got him that. And now he's complaining. He doesn't get to complain. He can't complain about all three things.
He's hurt now, so you won't hear much from him. You're going to need that guy. Who are they throwing the ball to now? If they couldn't throw the ball last week,
they're not
Josh Reynolds, Arian Smith.
Have the guy throw 15 short passes a game.
Mason Taylor, Andrew Beck. Let's scheme up some passes for Breece Hall. Screen has to be involved.
The fact that Breece Hall, I don't even think he had one catch on Sunday.
I know, that's stupid.
That's criminal. That's malpractice.
It's dumb. This is what happens when you go to London and you're in the UK and you're having a blast for a week and you're taking in all the sights and doing all these things. And then you get into a game against Sean Payton and the Broncos, who they didn't have a good game either. Let's take one positive out of this. Jermaine Johnson is back. You saw Brownlee. You saw these guys get a turnover.
The defense and the special teams was there.
The special teams was there with returns,
yep.
With a fake punt. They were there.
The fact that everything was there, and after the game, Aaron Glenn says our passing game was non-existent, which means during the game, he knew that his passing game was non-existent, and he still didn't
mention. The run game, they couldn't run against him either.
He still didn't want to put in Tyrod Taylor for some reason.
Yeah.
So it's either coaching malpractice, you're
open
tanking. I'm going
to get to it now.
And it is, and I want Glenn to succeed.
Isn't there part of you that saw Tyrod Taylor against the Bucks where it's like, hey, Tyrod Taylor's undersized? He's old.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah,
Justin
I think he
Fields,
would have fared
sorry,
better than Justin Fields as far as, like, that's what I'm saying. Justin Fields, you don't have any confidence in Justin Fields to even call a play, to get a play off. You're just letting the clock run out. That's weak as hell. This is the NFL.
The Broncos handed that game to the Jets on a silver platter, and all they had to do was put in a marginal quarterback. Zach Wilson would have won that game for them. Zach Wilson would have won that game.
NFL quarterbacks, but it's like they were like Justin Fields was like handicapped by the, like, what do you call a damn play? That's, you know why I believed in Justin Fields? Because it was a change of scenery, and I saw how he was in the building with a GoPro on his helmet, a new offensive coordinator, a new coach, people that believed in him. I'm like, okay, they are going to give him the confidence. They are going to make this guy feel like he's the man here. They paid him. Now it's off to the races. That first game, I'm like, look at this guy. He's audibling. He's throwing passes. He's balling.
I don't know if they believed in him. I think they wanted someone that they knew they could that would listen to them. You can't get that with Aaron Rodgers. I think they knew a Justin Fields type quarterback, Justin Fields specifically, who failed everywhere he has been. They will listen. He will listen to me. He will listen to Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrom, whatever. And that is the issue I have, is that they knew this was going to be the result. It is open
tanking.
With
the amount of retreads, with like what Baker Mayfield has become, I want to order a Baker Mayfield white creamsicle jersey. Since I'm an NFL free agent now, I want that jersey. Like, that's just a cool jersey to rock. And the Oilers score. I'm in here watching Edmonton versus NYR. The Oilers strike first here with 9:38 in the second period. Look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, I think, had the highest passer rating. Right? They got DK Metcalf up out of there because they got JSN. Sam Darnold's doing, like, do you think the Vikings aren't thinking about, hey, maybe we should have, reconsidered with Sam Darnold? There are other retreads in the league, guys that are elsewhere, and they're doing their thing, where I think they thought, okay, this changes scenery for Justin Fields, new offense, whatever. But, like, okay, and before we get back to the calls here, new offense, put him in the shotgun so he can see the safeties, the linebackers, read the field. Stop putting him under center. He's not Jared Goff. Then, like, play action only works when the run is effective. And stop putting him in a situation where he's sitting in the pocket. Roll him out. Can him and Breece Hall run a zone read? Like, they have to get creative now. Use his legs. And it's three parts for me with Justin Fields. I think he does think that, hey, if this pocket breaks down and I stay here and find an opening, I'm out. So that's, like, relying on his legs. But then I also think it's paralysis by analysis. This is the NFL. They're disguising coverage. This is the NFL. That, you know, the safety can play deep and play the flat. This is the NFL. These guys, you've got Pat Surtain over there, Nick Bonito over there. You've got John Franklin Myers over there, who had hell to pay the Jets. I know you guys saw him. So it's paralysis by analysis. It's too much confidence in his feet. And then it's not wanting to throw interceptions. He hasn't thrown one all year. But you know what? Baker Mayfield's going to throw interceptions. You know what? Matthew Stafford's going to throw interceptions, who's leading the league in yards. These guys are going to throw interceptions because they are pushing the ball downfield. They are attacking. This game is set up for the offense to attack. 888-808-1019. We will get to the Yankees and the Giants, but one more Jets call. Jarvis is up in Harlem with us on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How are you doing?
Good. Talking through it, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about the Jets. And, you know, I mean, I'm not even a Jet, I'm a Packer fan, but I just saw the game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I didn't even see the game because when I saw the final score, like 13-11, I was like dying laughing. Like, I'm like, how did just lose by 2?
They played a 10-9 game last year in the rain in MetLife. Those games are pitiful. I rushed home from the grocery store to watch that game, and at halftime, I was like, I'm disinterested. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah. But, you know, just like, it's come down to like the Jets. Like, you know, you have like coaches and quarterback and wide receiver go elsewhere to be successful. Like, you know, Sam Darnold and Todd Bowles and other running backs, and you get a name of it, they go elsewhere because when them players don't succeed in New York, they just fail. And then it just, you know, they just like, they don't know how to hire the right coach in the right time. They don't know how to develop the quarterback the right.
It's tough, Jarvis. It's tough in New York. Everything is harder here. There's more people here. There's more pressure here. The lights are brighter here. On both sides, you've seen the Jets, and I just mentioned John Franklin Myers and him wreaking havoc against the Jets, and then he tweeted about it. I forget what his tweet was, but he had something that he said on Twitter. I was like, well, damn, you know, I've done the chapter and verse about the Giants players that have gone elsewhere and succeeded, but now it seems like the Giants have some players that are young and succeeding right here. I know you Giants fans want a receiver, but I don't see the point. I mean, let's see. If they win this week, maybe there's a point. 888-808-1019. I know the Giants fans are hyped up about the duo of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. I am too, because that's a hell of a 1-2 punch. You have a running back that is going to put his head and shoulders down and run through anything that comes. And that wears defenses down, and you can win games like that. I remember talking about this when they drafted him. I said, like, when they had success, they had a good defense, and they had Saquon that in the end of the game could play closer. You have Cam Scataboo now who is playing closer. But then you also have Tracy and Singletary that can spell him. And you have Jackson Dart who does not let a play die. Every time he snaps the ball, he feels like there's a play to be made. With his arm, with his legs, he is wiggling out of sacks. He's got some boogie to him. Like that run he had on Zach Bond was cold as hell. I was in the stadium. I was like, oh my God. Like how did he turn that into six? Stepped on Zach Bond. Just a little boop boop. Little pump fake, stepped at him, froze him, ran right by him. Ran by the all-pro middle linebacker that people were comparing to Fred Warner last year. Speedy recovery to Fred. And Cam Scataboo ran that guy over too. So, yes, there's a lot to be excited about on offense and defense. Obviously, Spider-Man, Brian Burns, playing like he's trying to win Defensive Player of the Year. Deontay Banks should be out of the conversation. Cordell Flott, big interception. Your secondary doing what they got to do. Sexy Dexy, Abdul Carter, Kayvon, like, you know, the front being as advertised, the sacks are going to come. But now you got to go to Mile High in the altitude. You've had extra time off, and you got to face a Denver team with a tough defense for a rookie to face, where you don't have Malik Nabers anymore. Maybe Darius Slayton can give it a go, but I'll say this about Dart. Dart does not care who it is. He's throwing it to Lil Jordan Humphrey. He's throwing it to Jalen Hyatt. He's throwing it to Theo Johnson. He's throwing it to Daniel Bellinger. And I did see that the Giants signed his college teammate, Antoine Juice Wells. He'll be wearing Hakeem Nicks, number 88, looking to make some plays like he did with Dart down in Ole Miss. Joel is in Clifton, New Jersey with us next. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I was calling to see what you think about the Giants maybe doing something like how the Eagles GM did with crazy trade or something. I mean, we really need a wide receiver. So,
you know,
I was thinking like T. Higgins or something crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of names. Thanks for the call, Joel. And there's a lot of names being thrown out there. I think I was listening to Evan go through names. Shout out to Ryan Dunleavy. I should reach out to Ryan. I'd love to have Ryan back on the show. I just saw Ryan tweet. I guess today is National Ryan's Day. But every name that's been out there, remember this whole thing? Like the Colorado Rockies did a thing. I'm talking to Paul right now. The Colorado Rockies did this thing, or they didn't do it, but some fans had a meetup at one of their games. It was like a Ryan's meetup. Google it. Ryan's meetup, Coors Field. It's a whole thing if your name is Ryan. Get Ryan McMahon involved. I think Ryan McMahon was on the Rockies when this happened. But anyway, back to the wide receiver list. Adonai Mitchell from the Colts. Jalen Waddle from the Dolphins. Maybe T. Higgins, but I doubt that. T. Higgins got paid. They just went and got Joe Flacco for him and Jamar Chase. Chris Olave from the Saints. Rashid Shaheed from the Saints. Okay, this is what I think about it, Giants fans. Continue to see what happens with this offense this week. Before you give up a pick next year for a receiver to help this team this year, I just think we've gotten really ahead of our skis. It was a great game. The Eagles were 7.5-point favorites. I'm walking into the stadium. These Eagle fans have those big-ass hats like Gilly the Kid. They're chanting, fly, Eagles, fly, spelling out Eagles every 5 minutes. They're annoying as hell. It was so nice to see them get punched in the face and like get actually like whooped on, blown out. They couldn't stop it. But I think they were in a trap game. I think it was a short week. They were coming off of losing to the Broncos. They have turmoil with A.J. Brown. Saquon dropped the documentary about his whole experience with the Giants. Woe is me, Saquon. Now, like, with all these extra days off, do Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo and this Giants defense travel to Denver and get a win against a Broncos team that didn't look that impressive against the Jets? Or do they stub their toe again? Do they turn the ball over again? Can they do it again? As we talk about how hard it is to do it in New York, they were the kings of New York for a week. They're the talk of the town. The Yankees failed, and the Giants picked the city right back up. We'll do more on the Giants and the Yankees. Speaking of the Yankees failing and the Giants picking the city up, and now we're wondering what the Yankees are going to do as far as any coaching changes. Harkey is out. Travis Chapman is out. We really need to see what players they're going to add. And we'll talk more about what the Giants are going to do this upcoming week. Are they going to trade for a receiver? Are they going to add to give Jackson Dart not just a weapon to push towards the playoffs, but a weapon to help him in his development. You need weapons in the NFL. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan right back after this. Well, you know, when I started the show tonight, I was yelling a little bit about the Yankees because nothing changes until they change it. They keep thinking that they can cut corners and then they get cut short. Like, what you do in the dark always comes to light. You know, you have Trent Grisham on the roster for $5 million, and he's supposed to be a fourth outfielder, and he has a great walk year, and then when you need him in the postseason, all that clutch gene that he had in the regular season, gone. And so, you know, you also don't have a leadoff hitter, and he's done it the most, so you just stick with Trent Grisham as the leadoff hitter the entire postseason run, and then you don't have a long run. Do better. Do better. You know better. If you knew better, you'd do better. Is that a homer? I think it is. So I'm in here now watching Teoscar the Grouch. He is, talk about a postseason performer. Talk about a dog. Somebody that plays his best when the lights are brightest. I turned the game on because I got the alert that Jackson Churio homered off a Dodgers starting pitcher, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, on the first pitch, first swing. Well, that's already returned. And the top of the second here, Teoscar Hernandez hits a solo shot. It's 1-1, game two in Milwaukee as the Dodgers, a team that entered through the wild card like the Yankees entered through the wild card. No matter. They're on their way to try and go and defend their world title. And the Milwaukee Brewers, who, you know, had the week off, did what they had to do against their division rival Cubs, as the Yankees couldn't defeat their division rival. Actually, the other team with the week off, the Toronto Blue Jays, handled business pretty easily against the Yankees, if you ask me. Pretty easily. Because the Yankees lit the first two games on fire in Toronto. They just had to go with the long man. But how long, man? Paul Blackburn and Will Warren, like, just conceding losses. Like it's a regular season. Like, you've got forever to make that up. Like, you've got a seven-game series or something. Even if you did. It's got to be more urgency. Urgency is the key word tonight, folks, with the New York Yankees. Urgency. Act like this is the last 2 years of your existence. Act like this is the last 2 years of Aaron Boone's contract, 2 years before Cashman's a 60-year-old man, 2 years before Judge, Stanton, and Cole are old men where they start to actually regress. I think we saw a little bit of that with Stanton's performance, not hitting one home run in the postseason. Like, man, have a sense of urgency. There is no tomorrow. The time is right now. Let's go to Anthony in Brooklyn with us next on the Fan. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Keith. Always enjoy listening to you. Listen, I know that, you know, the regular season is important. Cody had a great regular season. You have to get to the playoffs. Okay. I don't feel that the Yanks should re-sign him, and this is why. Okay, before this playoffs this year, Judge was getting a lot of criticism, rightfully so. Cody's numbers, and they played around the same playoff games, are worse than Judge's were. And then this year, right, and then this year he turns around, and I mean, he batted 211. He's a lifetime playoff 214. He batted 211, one home run, four RBIs.
Garbage time home run.
I'm sorry?
It was a garbage time home run in that, you know, once we got to the bullpen in Toronto.
Right, so is he going to look for 4 years, 5 years? Is this what we're going to look forward to? I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Yeah. I've got your opinion.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening and calling. It depends on what type of game Scott Boras is going to play. It depends what the market says. I said this all along about Belly. Hey, Clay was a Yankee. Your dad got to throw out the first pitch. You know, the day after, was it Old Timers Day? Did he throw out first pitch? I think the day after that Astros series, his dad got to throw out the first pitch. You know, your dad's wearing 35. Your dad is, you know, a guy that won here, and you were here as a kid, and you yourself talked about this fan base, this building, and how different it is to be a New York Yankee. Okay, you want to win? Then take a little bit of a hometown discount, Brody. It is what it is. Work with us here. Work with Brian Cashman here. You know yourself, you came up small in the postseason. And again, I give him some grace because when he slid home in the Red Sox series, he was limping after that. And of course, in the postseason, you're never going to say something is wrong. But he had an issue. He had a heel problem. And he even misplayed a ball in the outfield where I was like, damn it. I'm like, he's got to be hurting. Whatever. It is what it is. He did not show up the way we expected him to show up in the postseason. He had great moments. Ask the Met fans about the Subway Series. He balled. So I am interested in Cody Bellinger coming back because he's somebody that can play four different positions. He wants to be a Yankee. But I want Scott Boras and Cashman to work on something where we're not, I don't know, we're not paying him crazy money. We'll see with that, though. Like, if you want to pay somebody a lot of money, get Kyle Tucker. He's younger. But Kyle Tucker plays the same position as Judge. And I know everybody's ready to, that's another run score. The Dodgers are too good, man. Dodgers are too good. They just have too many good players. It's honestly not right. Like, it's wrong. You know it's wrong. Because they could not field this lineup, roster, rotation, and bullpen without the loophole of the deferrals. And I don't care that everybody could do it. Everybody's not doing it. Like, if they go back-to-back World Series champion, like, oh, Lord, help us all, please. 888-808-1019.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jonathan is out in Los Angeles. I know he feels my pain.
Oh, man, I'm hoping, but I don't see it, man. I'm hoping they don't win it back-to-back. But, all right, man. Me as a baseball fan, I think they're gonna go back-to-back. Keith, I seen a post that it said that if the Dodgers win the World Series, that's really going to trigger a lockout. I want to see if you could explain what's the deal with that. And, man, regarding the Yankees, bro, I love my Yankees. I'm going to die as a Yankee fan no matter what, man. But this goes back to 2017. Cashman didn't pull the trigger on Verlander because he had high hopes on Clint Frazier and Gleyber. All right? Goes back, and what happened? Verlander came back and bite us in the ass.
Same thing. Volpe.
What happened with Castillo? One thing too. Flaherty. He didn't trade it for him last year. And what happened? He gave the Dodgers 7 strong innings in game one.
Because his medicals, there's something up with his back or something. He looked fine to me.
Yeah, man. It's just same thing over again. But hey, man, we're still here, right? It's supporting the pinstripe, I guess, man. Sure. I just hope they put their crap together, and hopefully they... But yeah, man, regarding the Dodgers, bro, hey, man, how about those Falcons? But we leave that for another day.
Thanks for the call, bro. Appreciate you. Shout out to you if you're in the chat. Jonathan Sosa, L.A. Yankee fan, also a Falcons fan. Rise up. Jeff Olbrich's defense, it's coming together. I told y'all that night. I remember being on when they drafted Michael Penix Jr. I'm like, that they made a great move. That is what you do. And now he's gunning the ball at Drake London. Drake London should have scored when he stepped out of bounds. Would have had a monster game, and Bijan had a monster game. But anyway, why, if the Dodgers win back-to-back World Series with this current roster with Shohei Ohtani, yeah, I'm starting with Shohei Ohtani, who gambled on baseball, but they just swept that under the rug. Shohei Ohtani, who decided, oh, $700 million contract? Yeah, defer all of it for the most part, like $680 million of it. Defer all of it. When I go back to Japan when I'm an old man, like, this is what my kids are going to be living off of. We'll be filthy rich off of what the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are filthy rich off of Ohtani. It's a loophole. Why would that trigger a lockout? Because there's going to be a lot of teams that are mad about that. Like, come on, bro. We can't offer, even with the deferrals, we can't offer what the Dodgers offer. A packed house every night, the number one attendance in baseball. The theme park of ballparks. I love Dodger Stadium. I haven't been back since they beat the Yankees in the World Series. I'm a little traumatized, you know. But it's a great ballpark, and they renovated it for the All-Star Game. I'm wearing my All-Star Game jacket right now, if you guys are in the chat. This Bombers official MLB merch that came from the 2022 All-Star Game. It was a great time. You can't offer beautiful California everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The Seattle Mariners can't do that. Like, the Yankees can't do that. I remember all the conversations about Yamamoto and even Roki Sasaki. It's like, these guys don't want to play in New York weather. Same thing with the Mets. The Mets can't do that. They can't offer all of the things that Chavez Ravine offers. And also, you're playing on a legit all-star team. They have multiple MVPs. The rich only get richer. Blake Snell's like, yeah, I'd love to play for the Dodgers. So, like, not only is it a loophole with the deferred money, it's a loophole because they're so attractive to players. Other players want to play with other good players. Other players want to live in LA. Other players want to play for an organization that, like, they don't stop. They're always trying to add. They're making trades at the deadline. They're signing free agents. They don't ever stop trying to get better. So, yeah, I could see if they win back-to-back World Series, that triggers a lockout. I would expect Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman to have something to say about it. Hey, this is not fair. This is not right. We all can't do this. And then as far as Brian Cashman goes with the moves and the prospect hugging, that's why I said that's got to end. You were wrong too many times. You were wrong too many times where there were trades that could have been made and you didn't make them because this guy's coming up. This guy's going to be this. This, like, I was in the bleachers with Clint Frazier. And shout out to Clint, because some people had a problem with that because he talked trash about the organization. What? Don't you talk trash about the organization? He actually sat in the bleachers for two games as a whole fan. Didn't move out of 203. I don't even stay in 203 the whole time. Clint Frazier stood there. He stood the entire two games. But, you know, Clint Frazier's supposed to be this can't-miss prospect in the Yankees outfield. Can't trade for Bryce Harper, or can't sign Bryce Harper. We got Clint Frazier at home. Can't trade for Luis Castillo. We got Anthony Volpe. We don't need Carlos Correa. We don't need Corey Seager. We don't need Trevor Story. We don't need Javi Baez. We don't need any of those guys. We got Anthony Volpe, shortstop of the future. Peraza, too. Yeah, no, we can't give up Peraza. Well, Peraza's now with the Anaheim Angels. So please have the urgency and have the presence of mind to say, okay, this is the last 2 years of this window, the last 2 years of this manager. We're not prospect hugging right now. If there's a player that you can add to this clubhouse, to this lineup, to this bullpen, maybe even the rotation, but I'm not, like, even, like, people are putting Joe Ryan's name out there. I think someone said the Yankees were interested in Max Scherzer. I thought that was a complete joke. I don't think the Yankees are looking to spend on pitching. What a luxury to already have your rotation pretty much set. But you can never have enough pitching. So see what's out there. What my message is tonight from 7 o'clock when I started to now, nothing changes until the Yankees look in the mirror and decide to change it. You ever look in the mirror? I gained some weight not long ago. I forget when it was, but I remember looking in the mirror and, like, my abs, my six-pack, I had a little bit of a pouch. I'm getting old. I'm like the dad bod. You got to fight it off. But I literally made up my mind that day. No, I'm going to be dead serious about this. No fast food. I don't ever eat fast food. Don't eat late at night before bed where you go to sleep and your body shuts down and you can't digest the food. Make your meals instead of spending money and, you know, letting your taste buds and your cravings take over. Go to the gym. And don't just go to the gym and be on your phone and listen to stuff and just let 30, 40 minutes, an hour pass by. Be intentional. Write your workout out. Get on the treadmill. Sweat. Run. Minimum 15 minutes. Do 20. Do 30 if you have the time. Like I made like a conscious decision at my age and having a kid, right? Because after you have that kid and you sit down for, you know, your paternity leave or whatever it is, and you start to settle, oh, yeah, I'm married, I got a kid, I could just eat cheeseburgers, let's order some Chinese food, whatever, and you get a little fat, and then the summer comes around, and you want to take your shirt off. I know everybody can't relate, but this is a comp. The Yankees got a little fat, and until they look in the mirror and decide, I'm not going to continue to just be fat boy, I want to tighten up, and nobody can tighten me up but me, that's what it takes. 888-808-1019, Mario's in Long Beach with us next. What's up, Mario?
What's going on, Keith? I like that talk about the cheeseburgers. That was funny.
Cheeseburgers are great, and there's a lot of times that I crave a cheeseburger and fries, but do you want six-pack, or do you want to have a craving? Like, I'd rather have a six-pack of abs. I'd rather go to the pool, beach, and be the Jack Dad. I'd rather be buff.
So let me ask you this now. Let me ask you this. Now you're no football fan. You're looking for a team. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no, I love the NFL. I'm watching Red Zone. I'm watching the Jets. I'm watching the Giants. I'm watching every Thursday night, Monday night.
I'm aware of that, but you were a Dallas fan. You said you were dropping off being a Dallas fan.
Have you seen the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not blaming you for that, but I picked another team to follow.
Free.
That's all I'm saying.
I am finally free. I don't put on a clown suit every Sunday. I don't have anything to do with Jerry Jones, who can't control his fingers. As soon as they traded Micah Parsons, I said, oh, you done did it now. You traded Micah Parsons to a team that has terrible memories against the Dallas Cowboys, eliminating the Dallas Cowboys, the Dez Caudick game, the Jared Cook game. I'm done. It is freeing for Sunday to come, and all I care about is my fantasy teams and my parlays, and I'm betting against Dallas every single week. They've only beat the Jets and Giants.
Are you looking to pick a team that you're going to follow, or you don't really care?
The Buffalo Bills were in the running, but they're out because they decided to support the Toronto Blue Jays. The Buccaneers are in there for me. The Jaguars are in for me.
Okay.
The Jets and Giants are on the table because I live 20 minutes from the stadium. But let's get to what you got to talk about, Mario, because I'm getting the break sign.
Oh yeah, okay. Real quick, I was gonna just say that in football with the Giants, the direction they're going in is good. But you were saying to pump the brakes, and I really believe in that.
No, I'm saying pump the brakes on people talking about them winning the division or going to the playoffs.
You know what's really crazy? Listen to this stat, right? To make the playoffs right now, just the playoffs. Forget about the division. The playoffs. They're 1600 plus 1600, mm-hmm. right? And they're 2-4. Now listen to the Baltimore Ravens and the power of Lamar Jackson. They're 1-5. You know what their odds are to make the playoffs?
Whenever Lamar comes back, they're going to win games.
Right now is the odds because he's coming back, so they're taking
plus 1,000.
Plus 110.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 110.
Because they play in the AFC North. And they know once he comes back, he can will them to victory. Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, not even a minute ago, I'm like, Eminem, the way I am. And he's like, I have that pulled up. I'm like, let's run it. Instrumental, though. I sit back with this pack and this give me the need to be. I can't even rap it because it's explicit. I was very young listening to a lot of Eminem stuff that I didn't understand until I got a lot older. All right, let's get back to the conversation. At hand. I mean, there's a few conversations at hand. The Yankees having some urgency. The Yankees are just going to be fat until they don't want to be fat anymore. Like, they're healthy, but they're a little pudgy. And there are, you know, more teams that are
fat.
There are more teams that are a little more diesel, a little more ripped, in better shape than them. And over and over and over again, they get in the ring to spar with these teams. And what you do in the dark comes to light. Your diet isn't there. Maybe you're not training back or legs properly. You know, maybe you aren't sleeping properly. Maybe you're not taking the right supplements.
But they spend the most money on the gym membership, though.
They
go to the nicest gym every single year. So
it's not the gym. Like that stuff is for show. I don't care that you go to Equinox.
What? I don't listen, they got beat. I don't know what more Yankees fans want. They spend $1 trillion on their team every single year.
They got
they
beat.
Offered Juan Soto $750 million.
They got beat, and they squeezed the bat too tight again. They didn't hit again.
But that's not the Yankees' fault, right? Isn't that the players' fault?
Yes, but it's what players you relied on. You relied on Austin Wells and Anthony Volpe. You relied on Trent Grisham. You relied on Ben Rice. You relied, like, come on. Like,
a lot of people loved Grisham and loved Ben Rice.
Sure, in the regular season.
When the bright lights are shining the brightest, obviously.
Jorge Polanco balls out. But the Yankees weren't going to bring in Jorge Polanco, and I'm not saying that they should.
Or
but
you
I'm saying,
like, Suarez, another one that they were that was out there, obviously, and the Mariners got him.
Josh Naylor was available. Yeah, it is what it is. Let's take a Yankee call before we get to the break. Dominic in East Rochester, my guy, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm rocking. You know, I got the 5-hour sprint.
How about those Browns?
Do you want Shedeur Sanders to start? Dylan Gabriel's too small. He's in over his head. He had some terrible throws. They want to talk about Justin Fields. He was bad.
You know, for nothing else, though, Keith, and you know I called about the Yankees, but the NFL hates the Browns, okay? They made them go to Detroit for a game to get their ass kicked all over the place. Then they send them out to London, okay, to play a team that was already out there for a week. Then they send them back, don't give them a bye, put them on the road against Pittsburgh, who was off of a bye. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Pittsburgh doesn't lose off byes, not Mike Tomlin.
Well, not only that, the Browns were running in quicksand. You know,
Joe Flacco. They traded Joe Flacco. I'm like, why would you do? I don't know.
They hate the NFL. Hates the Browns. They hated them for signing what's his name that was chasing the girls. Whatever.
Deshaun Watson, so, the masseuse madman.
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, Keith. I'm the Yankees. I could take all 5 hours talking about the Yankees with you.
That's okay.
Let me tell you a few things. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Correct.
It's simple, okay? And that's the way it's going to be. You know, I see what Hale's doing. He's just having everything be quiet. You know, don't say much. Let the playoffs take place, the World Series. You know, and then all is forgotten, and everybody's gone out.
Yeah, just fade into the background. Forget about us and our failure.
That's right.
Us getting mocked. And hopefully the Blue Jays lose.
A few guys. They'll start signing a few guys because we're going to sign a few guys. But, Keith, you know, listen, I'm 72 years a fan. You and I have been through all this. I've seen all the ups and downs. I can't see anything new. And I saw some real bad teams before you were even born. Real bad. But, you know, one of the things that bothers me about this team, Keith, they underachieved. That's what bothers me about this team. This team was better than this.
Yeah, I know.
And they just, they for whatever reason, they didn't do it, couldn't do it. They were better than this. They were better than Toronto. I know Toronto won fair and square. Okay, fine, celebrate and play New York, and all of the nonsense. But anyway, we were better than them. We're better than Seattle. We would have had a tougher time with Seattle probably.
Yeah, but they had that June and July where they absolutely took their foot off the gas and they felt like, oh, it's right in front of us. We're right there.
This is the thing, Keith. This
happens every year.
And I know if they fire the manager, that Cashman will bring in maybe a puppet that's even worse. So, and I didn't want Boone from the day they hired him. I think I could, you weren't on then, but I called whoever was on and said, I didn't want this guy. But, you know, and let me tell you another thing, Keith, that you touched on. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're playing chess while all the other teams are playing checkers.
Yep.
As far as this, you know, who didn't know when they signed this gambler out there that I should have been suspended. We all know it was gambling.
But that would have hurt baseball, and that's a lose-lose for everybody with a suspension of Shohei Ohtani. Thanks for the call, Dom. I'm up against it. It's already 9. 2 hours down. 3 hours to go.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.